one week in the books. How'd it go for the girls for the first week?
Well, really good. We've had 2-a-days all week, so the girls have had the opportunity to come in the morning and in the afternoon and stuff like that. So we've built up a little bit of mindset and a little bit of determination there. You know, it takes a lot out of you to wake up that early and then stay that late when it's dark in the morning when you come and it's dark when you leave. So we just want to make sure that they have the right mindset that they can grind through things. And also it works twice because then you get everything in and you're in a good situation for this week to be able to refine things.
Yeah, you're after it, less than 2 weeks away with Chase County and then the Goodland tournament. So it's going to come fast and furious, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that we have a great group of girls that have worked really, really hard this week and just showed me a lot of things that they're capable of doing. And their mindset has been so nice. Our leadership has been so nice this last week. And they've just put a really nice week together. So it's really a promising to start the season that way.
I know you lost some quality seniors last year, playing a lot of minutes for you over the years, no question. But, gosh, the cover wasn't bare. Callie Crawford with Jilly Walgren, Brecken Gale, Alice Weimer came on as a freshman last year. Just some of the names that probably will be in the thick of things as far as your varsity players this year.
Yeah, and our senior class last year was definitely a nice class. They were nice in leadership. They did lead in a different way. This year we have our seniors that are leading in a way of maybe a more compassionate way. Maybe not pushing, but pushing a different way. So it's really nice to have somebody lead in a way that they show people how they want it done, and then we go from there. The leadership last year was different as far as pushing each other and stuff, which was great last year also. So it's just nice to see the change of guard a little bit and see what will work for this team. And I think the leadership with the senior class, you know, we have Brecken and Jaylee leading really, really well. And then we got Riley B and Riley L filling in really nice. And then we actually have Sarah Barber went back out. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good combination with the leadership skills. They definitely lead differently, but they're great leaders all in itself.
I know you've been going 2-a-days this week, so really getting after it, putting a lot of that stuff in for week one, huh?
Yeah, the girls did a great job coming this summer. They always do. They're very dedicated and so we got a lot of things in this summer. So right now what we did from the summer to now is we figured out what will actually work with our set of girls and what we needed to change. So we're going to work a little bit differently than what we worked last year because of Callie is our height, so we're going to get her inside a little bit more. So we got some different actions to get her inside once in a while so they can't put that fastest guard on her. And then as far as kicking the ball out, you know, we got shooters. Mm-hmm. We have a really nice shooting squad and we have a really good, you know, just core group of people. So I think that the girls have been working hard just to figure out where they need to be on the team, what kind of role that they have in our team. And once they figure out which role they have, they're going to really come together really well.
And Callie has proven, you said, more of an inside presence for you, but hey, she could step outside the 3-point line and knock them home every time too, can't she?
Oh, yeah. She's one of our best outside shooters. You know, we have some outside shooters. We have Alice that shoots really, really well out there. Jaylee shoots really, really well out there. You know, Riley L. has one of the prettiest shots on the team, and she has actually developed a little bit of a 3-point shot now. It kind of surprised us this week a little bit, and that was a really, really nice surprise. You know, she has an excellent 15-foot shot, and then she stepped out to the 3-point line. And so I was like, wow, that's mm-hmm. something else in our arsenal. So it's really nice to see. And then you got Riley B coming off for defense and really being really, really scrappy. And Sarah has kind of both qualities. So she has some inside presence that she can finish really, really well around the basket and rebound really well, because that's what's one of the things that we're going to need. And then she's also got some skills dribbling outside and things like that.
Numbers, freshmen through the senior class. Pretty happy with the numbers this year?
Yeah, we have like 23 girls out, which is more than what we've had before. Our sophomore and our freshman class is a really solid class. I think we have 11 freshmen out, which is an incredible number. All of them are really doing a really nice job just learning the offenses and trying to get things in. And, you know, that's a lot to learn when you're a freshman. And then the sophomore class, you know, a lot of the things that we run this year, we've ran last year. We've just refining them, so they're learning that. But they're giving us us a lot of depth, and I think that that's the one thing that we really need to work on this year. We have solid, you know, we have a solid senior and junior class, but we need some depth in our lineup, and I think the sophomores and the freshmen are going to give us that.
No Jamboree game this year. Are any type of scrimmage here before the season opener on the following Friday against Chase County thing?
No, we scrimmage in practice probably about every day, mm-hmm. so the girls know, you know, you're going against each other, but you still know that you have to take away different tendencies, which is making them other girls have to work harder. So, yeah, we've scrimmaged every practice.
And Chase County, that's always a good opener because they have some good kids over there, and they provide good, you know, good athleticism, a great opener. It's at their place, and you're kind of road warriors early on, aren't you?
Yeah, I think clear through the season, I think maybe we have like 5-6 home games is all we have, so we're going to be on the road most of the time. It kind of flip-flops every year. Chase County is probably our closest game that we're going to have, or at least one of our closest games that we're going to have. So it's a nice game to start out with. They're going to have a good squad. I seen them this summer a little bit. They drive a lot more than what they've driven in the past and stuff, and they definitely have a different look than what they've had in the past. So we definitely need to make sure that we're working hard to make sure that we rise up to the occasion that first game.
Goodland tournament's always a good tournament. Some of those teams you'll never see again for the rest of the season. That's a good three-day stretch for you.
Yeah, and the girls' side of the Goodland tournament is always really, really good. We play Burlington the first game, and they've been an excellent team the last 3 years, so I know that they lose their Williams girl from inside, so I don't know what kind of look they'll give us this year, but they're definitely one of the best teams.
How about going to the Malcolm tournament? Kind of for the first time, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough tournament. Uh-huh. I mean, Malcolm has a couple, I think, probably Division I girls on their team, so that'd be a nice opportunity for the girls to see and raise their level of play. We definitely have one of the best conferences in the state, so they're going to see a really good competition all the way through, and we're also going to see really good competition in our holiday tournament. Last year, we were able to, you know, kind of dominate the holiday tournament and give us a little bit of a break, but this year, there's not going to be any break. All four teams, and that one's going to be really, really good.
Have they determined the pairings? Are you playing Malcolm the opener?
I haven't seen anything, okay. so I don't know.
But whoever you face, that GI Northwest Arlington, it's going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah, they're all very good teams. I think Arlington went to state last year. I'm not sure, but I know that they had a really, really good record, and you know, GI Northwest has always been good, so there's going to be a good field.
Yeah, you mentioned the Southwest Conference teams. You know, we saw in volleyball, it's the same in basketball, the Gothenburgs, the Holdridges, and the Broken Bows. And I talked to Coach Cooksley the other day a little bit because they came out with the pairings for his Nebraska Girls Showcase. So we got a little preview from coaching on that and a little bit, and I asked him how his team was going to be, and they feel like they're going to be pretty good. And I just wanted to say, but you don't want to play McCook this year again because you beat him twice last year. Remember that?
Yeah, I definitely think last year was definitely a turning spot with Broken Bow, and we plan on beating them again this year. You know, but the teams in our conference, we got Ogallala that's just loaded. You know, and Gothenburg's loaded in basketball, and Holdridge is loaded. I mean, there's a lot of good teams. Minden's lost a lot, so but I do know that they did really well in volleyball and stuff. So they're going to definitely be a hard team, so I think it's going to just, the better competition that you play, the better off you're going to be. So we just need to keep on having the right attitude towards different games and making sure that we go in knowing that we can compete with everybody and beat everybody. So I think our mindset is probably the most important thing that we have that we need to work on this year, and if we get the right mindset, we're going to be a pretty dangerous team.
Yeah, when it comes to Southwest Conference, when it comes to playing in the regular season, and then when you get to the tournament this year, man, you just said it's going to be a dogfight no matter who you face.
Yeah, there's not going to be a weak team on our schedule, so we need to keep on working every day and making sure that whatever happens during the game, that we have the right mindset and we take away what we need to take away from that game to get better. And like I said in the past, that's probably been our Achilles heel, is that we've had very talented athletes, but our mindset has always been we hope we win, we hope we do well, and we need to change that. And I think this set of girls, I definitely think our seniors did that last year, and I think that we're going to keep on going from last year and see that we can actually do that and make sure that our mindset is always positive no matter what.
Finally, your coaching staff. Who's back to help you this year?
Easton Gillen's a great coach, and he's really good with the girls and does a great job. And then Coach Marvin filled in this year for the assistant coach. I believe Easton's going to do reserve, and Marvin's going to do JV.
Okay.
And they've both been such a great help in practice. They're both on the same page. We're all three on the same page, and that's really going to help the girls. And I think the girls see that we're all three on the same page.
All right, less than 2 weeks away. Once again, Bison girls. So once again, at Chase County for the opener. And then boom, boom, boom. You're playing all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's going to be a great season.